Good afternoon. I'm going to make this presentation on the spatial variability of soil texture, organic matter, and microbial activity under Fadevia albida system on a tropical soil in Zambia. Layout, just I'll do some introduction, methods and materials, results, conclusion and technology and influences. On introduction, this Fadevia albida tree is a deciduous and indigenous tree species native to much of Africa, Arabian Peninsula, as well as Western Asia. It is used in agroforestry systems to stabilize and improve soil fertility. This tree has got some unique characteristics in that it sheds off its leaves during the wet season and resumes leaf growth during the dry season. So you can easily intercrop this tree in a maize field, any field where you are growing any crop, because there is no reduced competition for light during plant growth. So it is a unique characteristic which makes it possible to grow crops under the tree canopy, as there is little shedding during most of the rain-fed cropping system. Characterizing its spatial influence on soil variables can really improve in terms of understanding the implication of water nutrient management in agriculture systems. We know that spatial variability of soil properties under this system has received little attention. So the study, therefore, was conducted in order to evaluate the degree of spatial variability of selected soil properties inside and outside Fadevia albida tree canopies, and then specifically to characterize the spatial variability of the selected soil properties. In this case, we are looking at soil texture, soil pH, soil organic matter, and microbial biomass as an index for microbial activity. The Fadevia trees also, we looked at evaluating the spatial structure and variability. We used a spherical model and the kriging techniques to assess that. In terms of location of the site, this was conducted in Zambia, and then the actual location is Kasisi, a graduate training center. And this center receives between 800 to 120 millimeters of rainfall per annum. And the trees which we were dealing with were more than 25 years old. So I want to see its influence on soil properties. So samples were collected from the top 20 centimeters soil depth using a systematic sampling, and this is a 2 meter by 2 meter grid system covering that area on either side of the row of Fadevia trees. And these soil properties were analyzed using standard statistical methods as well as kriging. So we use R in all the analysis in this study. So if you look at the tree, that is we have a row of those Fadevia tree, and where the first one, where I'm indicating with my mouse, is it here? Okay. So this is a row of trees, but the study was especially where you have the white. That's why we looked at the spatial variability of that. And just look down there, those are the trees, how they look like. They are 25-year-old acacia albida. And our sampling scheme was that, the trees in the middle, and then we had those grid sampling of soil samples which were analyzed for the different soil properties. So this is the spherical model and for kriging, which we use in our study to determine the partial spatial variability of the soil properties. So in terms of results, firstly, when we looked at all the six properties. We looked at sand fraction, silt, clay fraction, pH, so organic matter and microbial activity. We see some relationships among these properties, and we want to explore how they are related to each other. From that, we noticed that, like for example, sand and silt and sand and clay, they are negatively related because these are calculated out of 100%. So when one increases, the other one decreases. But worth to note is that in our sample, we found that sand is negatively related to pH, so pH, and positively related to so organic matter, because residue or leaves drop and so on, the decomposition will help in building that structure. And then the sand was also negatively related to microbial activity. And we have seen those relationships, some are negative and some are positive, depending on the thing. This is important to see if at all you add organic matter, what happens to the other. So there's this relationship which was established. Then we also looked at the histograms as well as residuals. This is to see our data, whether it was normally distributed. Our data was normally distributed, so we did not need to transform it into another form. And this is just to show like a skewness, which had indexed normal to see whether it follows a normal distribution. The skewness, skew there is less than one, showing that there was no need to transform it into another form of our data. This is the same, I don't need to go through it. Then when we looked at these properties, we noticed that, I'm looking at my mouse, it's not active. Is it active? Oh, okay. For silt fraction, we noticed that it was there was a strong correlation with the presence of the trees. That closer to the tree, which is zero, as you go away from the tree, you had a higher silt content. And that would be explained by the fact that this tree normally, during the dry season, you have termites which carry the soil from down and then it boosts that. And then when it rains, this soil is brought back on the surface. Through that, over the 25 years, there has been an accumulation of soil due to termite activity, and mostly this soil which picked by termites is associated with high silt content. So that explains that increase. The other parameters in terms of organic matter, yes, the closer you are to the canopy, the higher the organic matter content. And the same with microbial activity. So we did not see any relationship with sand fraction, clay, as well as soil reaction or pH with the presence of the Fadebia tree. In terms of when we looked at the properties, when it's parallel, which means that the first, that's a position of where the trees are in the middle of this. We see that the presence of the tree affected the properties as measured here in terms of sand, silt, and that, while the one below here did not affect because of bulking together the different properties. So the two graphs, the three graphs below is showing the natural trend of the soil properties that, while the above three are showing the trend due to the presence of albedo tree. The same, we see that the presence of the albedo tree is causing this variation, while this is a natural variation of the soil properties. In terms of the soil properties, when we did the mapping, we see that the trees were in the middle here. So we see that the effect of the presence of trees affected these soil properties over the 25 years. Similarly, if you look at the soil pH, soil organic matter, and microbial activity, where we see extreme influence of the presence of these tree species is in pH, because the trees were in that line, and we see that there's a is that lower or higher? This is a lower pH as influenced by the Fadebia trees as compared to non-presence of the Fadebia trees. We didn't see much in terms of here the pattern related to the trees which are planted in the middle. Yeah. Basing on this, we can say that the Fadebia tree influenced the spatial pattern of silt fraction, soil organic carbon, and soil microbial activity, while sand fraction, clay fraction, and the soil reaction were not statistically affected. The spherical model was fitted well, most of the soil parameters, and it presented well the spatial pattern of the selected particles with accuracy to assess the effect of Fadebia tree in the field. Finally, the estimation and simulation techniques were useful in characterizing the spatial variability, spatial distribution of the selected soil properties. I want to thank my department for the support, as well as the project which was. Finally, those are some of my references. I thank you for your attention.
We have a couple of minutes for questions. Some of your slides you had a significant nugget effect and some you didn't. Is that something you'd expect from the soil parameters you were studying, or did that just happen in your sample?
Yes.
There we go. Yeah, that one was the one I noticed where there's no nugget in one.
Not this one. I think the table.
Yeah.
Which one you said?
This one, is there a nugget on the in the second slide? Is there a nugget in your?
Yes. Yes,
not,
you have.
Not a nugget in your other ones.
What do you mean? Okay. The second one, yes, because it's starting from the origin, from zero.
Yeah. No nugget there.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Is that something you expect for that type?
I don't know. Maybe.
Answer it next year.
Yeah. Maybe if I use another model, maybe to give me a nugget, I think.
Yeah.
But the spherical is giving it up to zero. If I use the exponential.
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
Expect a nugget effect, or would you have a new nugget model?
Not a negative, but a zero you can find.
Yeah.
Zero you can get, but not a negative. No. This is, we just bagged 0 to 20 centimeters, and that was so where we did incubation and so on to determine the microbial activity. No, we didn't. We are just looking at the microbial activity in terms of microbial biomass. Yeah. My colleague, I have not presented the results, but my colleague looked at capturing that to know the types of microbes in that area, and so. But this was just purely determining the microbial biomass as an index for microbial activity. Yeah.
Thank you very much.